Broadcasting Internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money in a loss for? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. I'm your host Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. And we're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome back to the show.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been so long. It feels like I don't even know how to be on radio anymore. Although, thank you to Karen, who was on for the last program. Greatly appreciate you filling the void and doing a darn good job. But you know what? You didn't get rid of me yet. I'm still here. Dave, we got a lot of stuff on this show, as we always do, but we're going to be celebrating some anniversaries, as we all want to. We're going to be celebrating a pair of 40th anniversaries. Oh, sorry, one single 40th anniversary, a pair of 30. So we're going to start off the show with a bunch of new songs. The anniversaries we're talking about, two albums from 1994, Blur's Park Life, which celebrates an incredible 30th anniversary this week. Also, Yank Crime by Drive Like Jehu. We're also going to be playing an anniversary record from Richard and Linda Thompson. And we have a bunch of new material as well we're going to play, which I'm really excited for. Material from English Teacher, Cloud Nothings. We're going to be playing material as well from Little Window, La Luz, Fontaines D.C., and a few other bands that have just released some singles ahead of full album releases. In fact, this opening set is going to be all of that. All songs that are previews or, I guess you could say, little samples of forthcoming releases.
Yeah, and we're going to start off with a brand new song from Alan Vega, perhaps best known as being part of Suicide, the innovative band from New York. So Alan Vega recorded a lot of material, and when he passed away, there was still a lot of material that needed to be sorted, and a lot of stuff did get released since then, but there's a new album coming out, and it's coming out through In the Red Records in May, and there's a new single out for it. So the album is called Insurrection.
And this was originally recorded back in 1997, so this is just giving the scope of how much material has been sitting in the vault for Alan Vega. Obviously, they're going to extract some more from the vault as time goes on, and we'll see what happens for forthcoming releases, but I'm very excited for this. I actually really enjoyed Alan Vega's last release that was, I think, was released posthumously.
Yeah.
Yeah, one that flew a bit under the radar, but that one was excellent, and I'm very excited to hear this. In this set as well, we're going to be playing a new track from Fontaine's DC ahead of a forthcoming record titled Romance. This is a song that has apparently a very provocative music video accompanying it. So
it's a little strange.
Yeah. One of our favorite groups here on the show, La Luz, is also returning with a new album. It's going to drop on May 24th, so we're going to hear something from that. And then, huge news, we know how much I love Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and they have a forthcoming record. We're going to hear the title track from that for, again, an album that's going to be dropping in May. So a lot of May releases in the set.
It's going to be May soon.
It's going to be amazing, I guess you could say.
Yes, we could say that.
But no, so if you want to comment, make a pun, or anything else, please give us a call. You can even tell us that you want to hear a particular song, and we'll see what we can do for you. Just dial 519-971-3630 if you're in Windsor and Detroit. And Dave, if people want a phone from out of town or in Detroit, where should they dial?
Oh, I don't know. Just kidding. 1-855-344-2526. And if you're looking at a phone that actually has letters on it, that spells out 1-855-DIG-CJAM. But if you're not, then don't worry about it. It's 1-855-344-2526.
Well, thank you for that illuminating presence there.
Just trying to help.
And it was amazing. Speaking of help, let's get to this new song. Brand new material from Alan Vega. This is the song called
Mercy. We'll get started here. The lead-off track and single from the forthcoming posthumous release, Insurrection, by Alan Vega, here on Revolution Rock.
Beginning, where's the life? Through his memory, in which you was into. It was rape and pillage in the retirement village. But in his mind he was a man of great virtue and courage. And he flew out the window with his long trailing hair. And the smoke from the bodies went straight up in the air. He was a wild god searching for what all wild gods are searching for. And he flew through the dying city like a prehistoric bird. He went searching for the girl down on a Jubilee Street. But she died in a bedsit in 1993. So he flew to the top of the world and looked around and said, where are my people? Where are my people to bring your spirit down? Searching for a faraway girl who was basically a mirage that nevertheless loomed large. She would hang under the rail as he blew around the room and make love with a kind of efficient gloom. And the people on the ground cried, and the wild god says it starts with the heart, with the heart, with the heart, with the heart. And the people on the ground cried, oh, when does it end? And the wild god says, well, it depends, but it mostly never ends. Cause I'm a wild god flying, a wild god swimming, and I'm an old sick god dying and crying and singing.
Yeah.
You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. David and Adam here, and we just came back from a set of all new music. In fact, all tracks that are preceding albums that are going to be released upcoming soon, all of them, I believe, actually dropping in May.
Yeah, there may be one that's... No, I think they're all May. And we ended off with a brand new track from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Mm-hmm. This is the title track from the forthcoming Wild God record. And this one looks amazing. You know, Nick Cave always says these very, like, highfalutin announcements about the upcoming records. There's no holding back. It's going to be the most incredible record. And, you know, it gets to the point where your records are good. But, you know, I'm taking that as a bit of embellishment. But I think he's true on this one. He's incorporating more of the rock sounds that he was known for earlier with the Bad Seeds. Of course, he's working with longtime collaborator Warren Ellis. But he also has some mixing being done by David Friedman. And there's additional guitars on here from Colin Greenwood, which is going to be amazing. This is going to drop, and we were a little bit mistaken. This is actually going to drop in August.
We said May.
We did say May, so August that was an amazing slip-up. But, you know, that's only a few months away.
August for the KVs.
Yep, so there we go. August for this Wild God. And we did hear the title track from that, as mentioned.
Yeah, and before that we heard more new music. We heard music from La Luz. And they have a new forthcoming album called News of the Universe, which is coming at the end of, not the end of May, yeah, May 24th, it looks like.
Yeah, so and we've confirmed it is actually in May.
This is in May. And we heard one of the singles, I believe another one has come out since we've played this one, but Poppies, another great single from the album. And I believe La Luz has actually altered their lineup. Now, I'm not 100% if the lineup is different on the record or not. I didn't look that up. But for their forthcoming tour, they have some new members.
That's going to be amazing. And Shauna Cleveland is still a principal member.
Of course,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good, yes. Good. Yeah, she had an amazing solo record out just the other year that we really loved and, you know, highly encourage you to check out. But I'm very excited for this. La Luz has not put out a record in, as I feel, an unfortunate amount of time. So
it's been a while.
It has been a while, so I'm so glad to hear some more stuff coming from this band. But another band we certainly can't say hasn't been releasing records and is actually getting quite ambitious with the number they're releasing is the one and only Fontaines D.C.
Yes, there's a new album forthcoming called Romance with a very unique album cover, we can say.
It is like kind of a deformed-looking heart with a sad face on it. Very CG. Very, like, almost Rainforest Cafe imagery looking in its own way.
Take a look at the album cover. Decide for yourself.
You know, this is one reporter's opinion, but I feel it is maybe the worst album cover I've seen this decade. But with that said, I'm not going to say that the song itself was not good. We heard the lead single from that upcoming release called Starburster.
And please, check out the video. It is quite disturbing and strange.
Dave assures me it makes up for the album cover, so, you know, more power to that.
And then we started off with brand new music, a posthumous release through In the Red Records by Alan Vega. And the album's going to be called Insurrection, and the song we heard, the lead-off single, it's called Mercy.
Mm-hmm. So look for that to drop in May. That is a collection of unreleased material that was originally recorded back in 1997. So coming up next, we're going to be playing some older songs, getting into one of our anniversaries that we talk about. And this one's actually a massive anniversary, a 50th anniversary for I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, the great sophomore record from the husband and wife duo at the time of Richard and Linda Thompson. And this one came after their debut record, which received middling reviews, to say the least. It wasn't that warmly received and wasn't really that popular either. And even though this didn't quite top the charts, it did sell a lot more than their previous record. But critically, this thing was just revered because of the incredible songwriting and performances on here. In its own way, you could argue that this was kind of a proto-alt-country record. And also, coming out of the UK, Richard and Linda Thompson, they weren't beholden to the type of Americana that a lot of people in the folk scene were really adhering to at the time. They really looked at more British and European views of things and perspectives about what was happening socially, politically at the time. But also, they're just incredible storytellers, as we're going to hear in these two songs. And I decided we should play one with each member doing a lead vocal. So we're going to hear the title track to start off the set, and then hear Richard Thompson do his fantastic and haunting song, The Calvary Cross, before we get into some other newer music here on this edition of Revolution Rock.